1-800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. The questioning of mask mandates in schools is growing as a lot of politicians who support mandates are showing up in public places, including in schools, unmasked. Stacey Abrams is one. So is Alyssa Slotkin. At the same time, a number of states are softening their stances on school masking. New Jersey, Virginia, Illinois. But in Oakland County, here in Michigan, the mandates are still in effect. And Kevin, Walled Lake parents are fed up. In fact, they say it's illegal.
Yeah, parents want choice. You don't have to tell Terry McAuliffe that. He lost the governor's race to Glenn Youngkin in Virginia because he wanted to let schools, not parents, decide what their kids are learning and if they wear masks in schools. Michigan doesn't have a statewide mandate for masks. The health departments are making the decisions. The school districts are making the decisions. But parents want answers, and they want to stop their kids from having to wear masks. They want the mandates to go away. Joining us now is Eric Cardall, Thomas More Society special counsel, here to talk about parents from Walled Lake having a demand letter to Oakland County. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. As you look at what Walled Lake parents are doing, will a demand letter work? Can it work? Is it a good idea? Is that a good route for parents to go?
Well, it's a good thing for the school district to do. We expect the school districts, to teach our students to be law-abiding. And when they're law-violating, it sets exactly the wrong example. And so in September, Governor Whitmer assigned the general state budget fiscal year 2022 and included a legislative condition on appropriations that reads in Section 250, the director or local health officer shall not issue or enforce any orders or other directives that require an individual of the state who's under the age of 18 to wear a face mask or face covering. So that's the law in Michigan. And, when I came across this, I spent my career, suing government entities for legal violations. And I saw this and I go, it's really kind of funny that Governor Whitmer had a choice of vetoing that provision with the line item veto. That would have meant, of course, that she wouldn't have gotten the money, right? But instead, she signed the law, took the money, and now doesn't want to follow the condition. So that's something your executive officials, in Michigan, can't do. It's not lawful. And so we have the county then basically confused by what Governor Whitmer has done. But the law is very clear that they're operating without authority when they issue the mask mandate for the schools.
So parents armed with that information, they go to the school board and they stand up and they repeat what you just said, that they don't have the authority. And the school board says, look, this is what the health department recommends. This is what we're going to do. What do you do next? Do you have to, as a parent, do you have to sue your kid's school?
Well, that's right. That's where we are as a people. The governments are overlords, right? And so the government chooses when it wants to violate the law, when it doesn't. And when you take a look at something important like this, mask mandates for kids, it's really important for the big people like the superintendent, the school board, to follow the law. We ordinary people, we have to follow all the laws, even the little laws, or we get prosecuted. So it just befuddles people when their government officials intentionally violate the law. They just don't. Well, why are they allowed to do that? And so my clients, not only did they make public comment at school board meetings about this, they also sent in materials in writing. And citizens should be able to notify their public officials when they violate the law, and then the violation should stop. As I started this interview, we want our schools to be examples of being law-abiding, and here you have schools in Oakland County being law-violating.
Going back to that law, first of all, what was the response when that was presented to them? And secondly, in the law, in the provision, it says the director or a local health officer shall not do this. Who are they speaking of there? I mean, does that also apply to a school board or a county executive? Does it apply to everyone or just health officers?
Well, that's a great point. Could the school do it on its own? But our point is that they're not qualified to do that. That's an issue for local health officers. And the public policy debate occurred at the state legislature. And so we're not trying to shut down debate by saying what the county health department and the school are doing is illegal. But the debate has to occur at the state legislature to repeal the law. And so let's have the scientific debate, but the scientific debate and all that has to occur at the state legislature, because opponents of mask mandates won at the state legislature, and Governor Whitmer did not veto the provision. But yeah, even Governor Whitmer, she created confusion by suggesting that somehow that this language was not constitutional and void, but putting conditions on appropriations is the legislative power of the purse. And so all the fingers should be pointed at Governor Whitmer. If she wanted these mask mandates in the schools, she should have line item vetoed it. But then you see that she couldn't have taken the money.
Right.
And so if you take the money, you have to live with the legislative conditions. And by the way, I think this is really important that all our citizens understand how law works, because these people at the top, they have a tremendous amount of power. And the only power the people have is if their representatives enact laws. And then those laws have to be followed. Otherwise, yeah. You know, what say do we have? You know, it just gets to be very difficult. And I think the sober minds, you know, would like, look, you know, let's follow the right democratic process.
Yeah, and the, you know what? For the parents on this, there's plenty of studies out there to back their arguments up. It's just not widely known. So in 2020, people kept saying back then that it's just a mask. You know, what's the harm? Don't be selfish. Masks work and keep people safe. We know that. That's what they were saying. And they still say that today. I mean, there's obviously disagreement from these parents. What are some of the reasons? Let's go through them, that parents believe the masks not only don't help, but are harmful to their kids. Why is that?
No, that's right. I think that's important to understand the parents' motivations. One of the first instances, I think, that I came across with respect to the Wall Lake Citizens for Parental Rights group is the disciplining in the schools. It seemed particularly harsh that they were giving detentions for not only not wearing the mask, but also not properly wearing the mask. As I had it reported to me, one of the punishments was to tape the mask on a young child's face. It just seems like punitive. And then when you think about it being legally unauthorized and the waste of taxpayer resources on student discipline when the policy is illegal, I mean, it's just horrific. I mean, that's what's so interesting is how money can be wasted this way, how resources can be wasted. There's, you know, if you want to use resources, do it in a lawful way. Don't do it in an illegal way. And so that's where we're stuck is Wall Lake School District has this view that they can spend money on illegal things, and we need to stop that, because what I found is that public officials, when they're reading legal texts that authorize their powers, they can read very well. But when it comes to reading legal texts that limit their powers, not so much. And so the point here, why can't they read these legal texts that limit their power? And this is a really important thing for the people of the school district, that they're not getting their legal rights enforced.
Are the politicians and public officials duty-bound to follow the law? And if they break it, is law enforcement duty-bound to charge and prosecute them?
No, it's a beautiful question. It's just really, it comes down to insubordination. And you know, I spent my career watching public officials violate the law. And even journalists have sometimes referred to the defendants I sue as serial violators of the law. Isn't that fun? So anyway, so you look at the school district public officials and you're like, okay, you know, here you have this violation of the law. Are you serial violators of the law? You know, if you're going to spend money for these legally unauthorized purposes, are you spending other money illegally? And it's almost like the citizenry has to get more engaged. You know, I'm sounding like a good government guy, right? But I am. I want to have good government. But I realize that now the citizens have to start engaging in subject areas with respect to specific agencies so they can really hold those agencies like the school district accountable. And Wall Lake Citizens for Parental Rights is a left-right, up-down group, all people of all sorts of backgrounds, and they're really engaged. And that, to me, is really exciting. I mean, it's exciting to see people really engaged about public schools. And they're not going to stop on this issue. They're going to move on to other issues. And ultimately, we need citizen groups that are concerned about public school performance.
Yeah, engagement is key, and I think you're right. I think it's ramping up. We appreciate your time on this. Harry Cardall with the Thomas More Society Special Counsel. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks. 800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR.